Senator Barack Obama, the Democrats' presumptive presidential nominee, spoke Wednesday at the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee policy conference, as did his defeated rival, Senator Hillary Clinton, plus Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, House Minority Leader John Boehner, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
I want to make a point of acknowledging our extraordinary Speaker of the House, Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who spoke just before me, how important her words were, and particularly in remembering the three soldiers that are still held by Hezbollah.
Every opportunity this Speaker of the House has, I will always impress upon our visitors that we will never rest, that we will be relentless in the fighting for the release of Gilad Shalit, Ehud Gad Wasser, and Eldad Regev.
I have been proud to be a part of a strong bipartisan consensus that has stood by Israel in the face of all threats. That is a commitment. That is a commitment that both John McCain and I share, because support for Israel in this country goes beyond party.
Senator Obama voiced support for Israel and for Jewish Americans, not only as a presidential candidate, but as an African American.
Our alliance is based on shared interests and shared values. Those who threaten Israel threaten us. Israel has always faced these threats on the front lines, and I will bring to the White House an unshakable commitment to Israel's security. That starts with ensuring Israel's qualitative military advantage. Let there be no doubt, I will always keep the threat of military action on the table to defend our security and our ally Israel. Do not be confused. As president, I will work to help Israel achieve the goal of two states, a Jewish state of Israel and a Palestinian state, living side by side in peace and security. And I won't wait until the waning days of my presidency. I will take an active role and make a personal commitment to do all I can to advance the cause of peace from the start of my administration. I'll never forget that I would not be standing here today if it weren't for the commitment that was made not only in the African-American community, but also in the Jewish-American community, and the great social movements in our country's history. Jewish and African Americans have stood shoulder to shoulder. They took buses down south together. They marched together. They bled together. And Jewish Americans like Andrew Goodman and Michael Schwerner were willing to die alongside a black man, James Cheney, on behalf of freedom and on behalf of equality. Their legacy is our inheritance. We must not allow the relationship between Jews and African Americans to suffer. This is a bond that must be strengthened. Together, we can rededicate ourselves to end prejudice and combat hatred in all its forms. Together, we can renew our commitment to justice. Together, we can join our voices together, and in doing so, even the mightiest of walls fall down. That work must include a shared commitment to Israel.
For The Hill, Erica Wisniewski.